I'm sure that you don't have to think too long if I asked you if you knew of an athlete that did not handle the spotlight well. A follow-up question I would have for you is, how do you think you would handle that spotlight? For most of us, we may have to take a step back to see what it would really be like to play in front of thousands of fans, what our attitude would be, and how it could even change us, if at all. Today, we're talking about how to handle the spotlight as a Christian in sports, because whether we realize it or not, being an athlete comes with some level of notoriety, no matter what country or culture you may find yourself in. You may be a high school athlete, or you can be suiting up to play in the NFL or the Premier League, but at some level, you're going to have to learn how to represent Christ while on the stage of your sport. That is why today I invited on University of Wisconsin football player Daryl Peterson. Daryl plays in front of thousands of people every single week in the fall, and it was clear to me and everyone who watches him that he is a force on the field. It is also clear what or who he is portraying in Christ. Throughout this entire interview, you'll learn how Daryl is able to handle the bright lights, what he's learned about how to represent Christ, and even what he wants people to remember about him after his playing days are over. You're going to love this one, so let's get into it today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Competing for Christ podcast. I'm your host, Ken Burke, and our guest today is Daryl Peterson. Daryl, thanks for coming on the show today, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. I'm pumped to have you on the show. I mean, you're doing big things at Wisconsin right now. I think, you know, you are destined to play for on Sundays. I'm just going to, you know, throw that out there right now.
I appreciate that.
But yeah, I would love to know more today about your faith and just how you've used the spotlight that you're in to glorify Christ and, you know, through football and everything like that. So first of all, please tell me, how has Christ affected your life and how you play the sport of football?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, more than anything, since I've been in college more, I've been more cognizant, you know, that I'm very fortunate to play this game. And, you know, you see guys, you know, and whether it's in practice, workouts, you know, in games, you know, getting injured and, you know, things of that nature and stuff like that. So I kind of use my faith as an opportunity to thank God more than anything that I'm able to do what I'm doing, because I know there are a lot of people that, you know, wish they could kind of be doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I don't take that for granted. And my faith has helped me with a lot of the what some would say downsides of playing sport as well, with, you know, the how exhausting it can be, you know, the mental health part of things. And I depend on Christ for a lot of that stuff as well.
How has that mental side really affected you as an athlete? Because I think nowadays that's a very big, you know, issue, very big hot topic. How has that really affected how you play?
Yeah, for sure. You know, throughout my career, you know, especially early on, like my freshman, sophomore year, I struggled with a little bit of anxiety and stuff like that. And, you know, which I feel like is normal for younger guys, you know, coming up and, you know, programs and stuff like that. But, you know, for me, it wasn't going away. I tried the therapy and stuff like that. And, you know, my mom's really, really, really big and strong in her faith. And, you know, she asked me, you know, how I was doing as far as that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when kids come to school, you know, it's kind of hard for them, you know, find a church home and stuff like that. So she encouraged me to kind of try to, you know, find some campus ministries, which I've done, and find a church, which I've also done. And that helped me a lot with my anxiety more than anything.
Yeah, I'm sure it can be really intimidating when you come out of that tunnel and there's like 80,000 fans
For sure,
all around you. And you're like, dude, this is intense. So how has that been for you? And what has that meant to you to play D1 football at Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, it's meant the world to me, man. This is definitely a dream come true and something I've prayed and, you know, dreamt about since I was legit 10, 11 years old, man. So I'm living the dream, man.
You know, you were really heavily recruited coming out of high school. Why did you choose Wisconsin over, you know, I mean, Bama? You had other schools that wanted to have you. Why Wisconsin?
Yeah. So for me, you know, with COVID and everything happening around the time it did, that kind of affected me being able to take my official visits. So Wisconsin is one of the only places I had been to multiple times that both my parents had been to, which wasn't the case for a lot of the schools that recruited me. I either go with one parent or go with the other certain places. So this is the only place where we had all been and all seen, and everybody liked, you know, the coaches, and obviously they're not here anymore, but I loved the place. You know what I'm saying? I was here and, you know, I felt a good vibe here. I came to a game day and They played Michigan. It was one of the first college game and the only college game that I haven't played in that I'd been to.
Wow.
So from there I was kind of sold already, you know.
Yeah.
But I think I just love the place. I love where I live. I love the people I'm around, and the guys that were here, you know, when I was getting recruited in high school were, you know, told me that this is really like a brotherhood and a family, and that the locker room is, you know, you're really like, you know, it sounds cliche, but you know, it really is a brotherhood. And guys that I don't even play with anymore, you know, guys I still talk to on a daily basis, like Nick Herbig and guys like that. So, you know, I was just sold on the brotherhood as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a big factor when you're choosing a college coming out of high school, because, you know, playing football is awesome, but you're not playing football all the time. Like, you're not in season all the time. You're going to have friends and things, hobbies to do outside of sports. I think it's a big lesson that I learned, especially as a college athlete as well. But, you know, I read somewhere that you are a very versatile football player, and I think that is such a key trait that is not talked about enough, that is should be talked about more often. But how has that helped you grow as a person and as a believer?
Yeah, versatile. What ways? What do you mean by it? What do you mean?
You, well, I think the article I read was, you know, you can play linebacker, you can line up on the line, cover a wide receiver sometimes. Like, how has that affect that versatility? How has that affected other areas of your life?
Oh, yeah. I kind of, from the football aspect of things, I kind of try to be like a Swiss Army knife, you know, if that makes sense. Because I'm not the tallest, I'm not the strongest, not the fastest, but I feel like I just want to be able to do everything pretty good. You know, obviously, there's a couple things here and there you want to do great, but I try to just be able to do everything and be available. And I feel like I try to do that, you know, I'm trying to do more, especially this year. That's one of my goals for 2024, was to just do more of what I love to do and not just football and stuff like that. So I'm trying to, I like to make music. So I'm trying to, you know, do a little more with that. Obviously, another thing, my roommate and I were thinking about starting a podcast. We're trying to get that stuff up and running.
Let's go.
You know, just do more things. Like you said, versatility. I'm trying to just do things that I enjoy doing that don't have anything to do with football, that, you know, keep me busy and, you know, just keep me doing things that, you know, are fun to do, that, you know, that I've kind of not been afraid, but been more hesitant to do it, you know, in the past.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good piece of advice for everybody out there, that just to remain, you know, being able to branch out sometimes and being, you know, flexible and
for sure,
like we just said, versatile. I think that's a big part of just being a person and as a believer, because things in your faith are going to be thrown at you all the time. Like, I'm sure you noticed that in your faith as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
How was being, so today we're going to talk about, you know, being in the spotlight. You've been in the spotlight since you were probably in junior high and high school. How has that affected your day-to-day life and affected your faith?
As far as my day-to-day life, I just feel like it keeps you going. It keeps you on the right path, I think, especially for me, because, you know, my mom and my dad always preached to me, you never know who's watching you. That's why, you know, the core values I try to like base myself above is integrity. You know, you never know, you know, who's watching or what something may lead to. So always, you know, just be a good person and, you know, do what you would do if anybody was watching you, kind of thing. That's kind of how I like to carry myself. As far as with my sport, you know, I try to do a good job of trying to just keeping it the same way. You know what I'm saying? As far as the work I'm putting in and how I treat my teammates and other people like that, you know, I would always, you know, treat people how I want to be treated, but also, you know, try to get the best out of the people around me. And I just feel like, you know, that goes hand in hand with that stuff as well.
Yeah, that's, I think the spotlight can change a lot of people, right? Like, it can change. I'm sure you've seen it as teammates or people that you know that have gone on to play in the NFL. How is that status as a football player? How has that really affected, you know, how you view yourself as an athlete, how you view yourself as a person?
I've seen both sides of it. I've seen guys kind of go to their head, and I've seen guys, you know, remain humble with it. And from my personal experience, the guys that were more humble with it are the guys that are still playing today and still kind of on that next level, playing on Sundays, that are still reaping the benefits, of the game and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I've been fortunate enough to have a good leadership in my younger years, you know, Wisconsin, where, you know, Keanu Benton, also Nick Herbig, were real humble guys, you know, and those are guys I'd like to, as I'm starting to become to that leadership role of my team, is something I'm trying to do a better job of, is just remaining humble no matter, you know, how many sacks I get this upcoming season or anything like that. I want, you know, the freshman to look at me just like any other guy, just same thing with guys in my class. I don't want to be a guy that gets a big head and stuff like that, because I know, you know, that stuff doesn't last long. And I feel like that goes a lot into my faith as well, you know, because for me, this past season, a verse that stuck out to me was, you know, Philippians chapter 4. Everybody knows chapter 4, verse 13 and stuff like that, but I feel like a lot of people don't really understand the real meaning of it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because the verse leading up to that, you know, they're talking about being content.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Being content because you can do all things to Christ who gives you strength. It doesn't mean you can do all things, you know, you can get 100 sacks in a season or anything like that. It's more or less just knowing, you know, that it's everything comes from God. So we got to be content in what we're getting because we can do all things. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I just try to do a better job of just understanding that and humbling myself and just continuing to be humble and stuff like that because I know what's coming is only coming from God and it can go either way. So no matter what, I just try to be content in, you know, everything that I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like that you brought up that point of Philippians 4:13 because I've talked about that on this podcast before. Like, yes, God can do anything with you, but the point of that verse is about Jesus. Jesus exactly. can do anything with you. Like this, right. Like you're just a little thing that he can use to for his plan. So I think that's a really good point that you brought up. And do you think athletes should be like this societal figure in our culture? Because I think whether they want to or not, like that's like you have that platform as an athlete. Do you think that like athletes should be looked up to like that? Or what are your thoughts on that?
It's a tricky question, man, especially, you know, for believers, because, you know, we're taught not to, you know, idolize and stuff like that. But I feel like if it's for the right reasons, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You see something you want to kind of model yourself after in a way, because I did that growing up, you know, me being from Akron, you know, LeBron was somebody that yeah. I looked up to and wanted to kind of be like growing up and, you know, stuff like that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but as long as it's for the right reasons, you know, that you're, you know, now me growing in my faith, I've kind of started to follow guys that, you know, are also big in their faith and just kind of, as long as you're doing it for the right reason, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Have you ever met LeBron? I got to ask you that real quick.
Yes, I have.
You
yes.
have? Let's yeah. go.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Where
yes.
and when?
Well, crazy story. My stepdad grew up with him. No. He's one of my stepdad's best friends and he was in my mom and my stepdad's wedding.
What?
Yes. So that was crazy. Yeah, that was nuts. That's that was awesome. My first time kind of being able to talk to him, meet him in person. So that was crazy. That was a couple years ago.
Oh my gosh.
So that was crazy.
That's intense. That's crazy. Yeah, but I mean, he's a perfect example of, you know, putting athletes on this humongous pedestal. Like LeBron is one of the greatest athletes of all time. And he probably never wished that on himself, but it just comes with being, you know, a star athlete. But what has helped you maintain your faith during your football career?
Yeah. Obviously growing up in high school, junior high, high school, my parents for sure, you know, my mom taking me to church, you know, my dad, you know, instilling that in me, reading the Bible with me, different stuff like that. And as I got to college, I kind of had to, I wouldn't say reinvent, but in a way kind of reinvent my faith in a sense, because once you get on your own, you know, isn't your family, so you're not born into it anymore. You're gonna have to find it on your own. So that's where I kind of, you know, started to going to the they call it Athletes in Action here, but it's like campus ministry I've been going to and stuff like that. And you know, I found a church home through Athletes in Action, and I've been going to, you know, every Sunday here. So I kind of just had to go searching for myself, you know, kind of the anxiety and stuff kind of led to me finding the different campus ministries and kind of finding, you know, my mom telling me to find some stuff. So I did that, but that's kind of how I kind of found myself with that stuff. And I've been running with it.
Yeah. How has Athletes in Action helped you, just trying to connect your faith with your sport?
Oh, tremendously. The guy who runs our Athletes in Action, his name is Kyle. And he gave me this book that was written by one of our alumni, you know, just basically it's called, you know, it's by Brian Smith. He was an alumni here, went here, played a sport here. And it's just yep. called, I forget exactly the name of it.
The assist.
Yeah, it's in my bag, right?
Or the Christian athlete.
The Christian athlete.
Yeah,
Christian athlete.
And my favorite book.
Oh my God, and I don't even really like to read, you know, that much, because, you know, when you're in school, you don't really, you know, other than school, you know. But anyways, right. You know, so every Friday night before our games, my roommate and I, Ricardo Hammond, who plays corner for us, we'd read that book, a chapter of that book every Friday night, and that was one of the best things that we could ever did. We learned so much about how we can glorify God in our faith and kind of just like, you know, because we didn't have the best season. We were 7-6, so we were taking some losses, and there's a whole chapter about just, you know, how to glorify God in a loss. So we were able to take some of that stuff and kind of spread that word to some of our teammates and stuff like that. And it's legit one of the best books, if not the best book I've ever read before.
Brian actually was one of the inspirations of me starting this podcast.
Was he really?
He was my first guest ever on this podcast.
Wow, really? Was he really? It's crazy. Yes. Because I got my car broken into a few months ago. Yeah, crazy story. At a restaurant, car broken into, book bag stolen, and I had the book in there. And the guy, Kyle, who runs our AIA, knows Brian really well. And he told Brian that my book was in my book bag, and he sent me a signed book, a new book, signed and everything. Awesome. So, yeah, man, that was really cool. Brian's a good dude.
Yeah, he is. That's a small world. Holy cow. That's crazy.
Right? Yeah.
I forgot he went to Wisconsin, too. That's really cool. But, yeah, you know, for someone, like I mentioned before, I think you're someone that's going to play on Sundays. You're going to play in the NFL. Does that pressure ever seem too much for you?
It did. You know, my freshman, sophomore year, it did. I was in a rush. You know, one of my coaches told me, you want to be in a hurry, but never in a rush. You know, I felt like my freshman and sophomore year, I wanted everything to happen really fast and on my timing. You know, and then, you know, that's another thing my faith helped me with was, you know, nothing's on your timing. You know what I'm saying? Everything is, you know, God's perfect plan. So there's really no pressure for me, especially as I'm getting older and getting closer to that. It's weird because it's less. I feel less pressure now than I did when I was so 4 or 5 years away from where I'm at now.
Yeah.
You know, but there's no pressure, and I'm just taking it day by day, trying to do a better job of being where my feet are. You know, I'm just taking it day by day and just enjoying what I have, because it's only a small window to do what I'm doing right now. So I just want to just be present and take every day, you know, for what I can.
Yeah, and I encourage you to keep pursuing that when, you know, you go deeper and deeper in the NFL and your playing career and however long that goes for. Like, keep that peace that Jesus provides, because that, I mean, at times that's going to be the only thing that is going to keep you going, you know. But yeah, you know, Darryl, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. I had one more question for you. When the spotlights all go out, what do you hope people remember you by?
I hope people remember how hard I worked and how hard I loved those around me, and try to do a better job of it, but how I spread the word of God. That's another goal of mine this year, is to, you know, spread the gospel more, and kind of, you know, sometimes you can know it can be intimidating, especially when you're around 120 guys and there's a chance half of them might not even believe in the same thing I believe in. So, you know, not being afraid to do that, but hopefully they remember that I loved hard and that I worked my butt off and that, you know, I spread the word.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah. Darryl, it was an honor to talk with you. I can't thank you enough for joining me today.
Thank you, man. I have fun, man. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to watch you in the fall.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Special thanks to Darryl for coming on the show today. Thank you for listening and checking out the show. It means so much to me every single time that someone listens to this. So thank you so much. Please make sure to subscribe to the show and share this episode with an athlete that you know. As we say every single week, and it's the whole reason this podcast still exists, Jesus loves you, and he's going to fight for you no matter what. Talk to y'all next time.